Okay, the outside broadcast coming at you now comes to you compliments of Home Improvement Hardware, Green Hills and Michael. Everything you need to make your home and garden thrive. Give them a call at 538-8833. Today, it's all about tool time at Home Improvement and Hardware Supplies at both Green Hill and Oyston's locations. Enjoy 20% off all tools. Yes, all tools are 20% off this Saturday only. Plus, from 10 until 11, join us at our Green Hill location for a live in-store broadcast with a construction expert sharing DIY tips, must-have tools, and home improvement secrets. So today, it's all about home improvement and hardware supplies. And with that said, let's join the team. Got to say good morning to DJ Tammy.
Good morning, Dave. How are you? Good morning, VOB family. So we are here now. I know a lot of you have probably heard of, you know, you watch Home Improvement and you heard of Tim the Tool Man. I don't have Tim. I have a David. I have an Edmund. And we're not at Oyston's today. We are in Green Hill. So I know my mother's going to be looking at the radio a little strange when I say this. And I hope I don't have to do with any wives getting upset. We're just doing our job. I'm going to step between these two gentlemen. And I'm going to say good morning. David's on my left. No, Edmund's on my left. David's on my left, right, and not David, you know, from the Bible. And Edmund is on my right. So who's talking to me first? David's going to go first. So, David, are you the tool man? Should I go to you when it comes to tools?
I am into construction. I'm not the tool man.
Well, constructions have tools.
Yes, I can give you an explanation of tools and the like, but I'm not the tool man. The tool man is more Edmund who sells on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's why we're working in tandem today. Yes. Okay, so let's see, homeowner, okay, homeowner, apartment rental, things like that, and you know, you're allowed to do a couple things to fix up, don't go damaging the people place if you are renting, okay, you're allowed to do a couple of things, all right, so let's start with the basics, because I'm a novice here. Okay, I know I need to have certain types of screwdrivers. I know one is a Phillips I should have, and yeah, let me stop there, because I'm not going to embarrass myself. But I know, okay, I know I should have a flat one. I know I should have one that looks like a T. I know, right, see, there you go. I know I should have some kind of wrench-looking thing on both ends. Am I sounding like I know what I'm doing? Well, it's a wrench. A spanner? That's it. And not spanner banner. We're not talking about the musician here. So I know a little bit. But let's say I am, and I'm going to do this for both men and women because, you know, we got both homeowners. And some ladies like to do it themselves. All right? So what's in my basic toolbox? Basic.
Your basic toolbox should consist of a claw hammer.
A claw hammer?
A claw hammer. This is essential for putting in nails.
I need to see.
Yes.
I need to see face.
Look, Edmund, right here.
Right here. Look. Oh, I think I know it. Right here. Oh, I know that. I have one of those underneath my truck seat.
But you shouldn't have it underneath the truck seat. It should be in your toolkit at home for use at home.
Oh, I have it under my driver's seat. That's a long story. You talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Yeah. Pliers, a measuring tape, a saw.
All
right. A set of screwdrivers, both Phillips and flathead.
And flat.
Flathead.
Flathead.
Yes.
Okay, what's the flathead look like? I remember it close to me so I can see.
So there's a two there. This is a flathead.
Oh.
And this is a Phillips.
Okay, so the one that looks like when you're using for screws, which is like normally has a T in it.
Right.
Those are those ones.
Okay. Phillips, yeah.
And the flathead would be this one. This
correct.
One. Okay, all right.
So
because don't have those to use a knife.
Yeah. Okay. Because right now, with moving times, the Phillips is a more popular screw.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to do away with the flatheads, but they still have occasions where you will need a flathead.
Like, okay, why is it called Phillips?
That's a brand. It's
a brand
name.
That's a brand name.
Yeah.
All right, so we go from there. Now, I'm going to leave David for a bit. I'm going to go over to Edmund. All right, now, I know I said I have a hammer underneath my driver's seat. Okay. I will show you and I will explain why. But I need you to explain to me about some of the things, because I see we got a nice setup right here. Mm-hmm. And I want people to come down and get themselves sorted out. Whether they're a new homeowner, whether, you know, they need to add something a little extra. Okay. Yeah? So help me here with this.
Okay, now. Let's talk about the hammer.
Okay, let's talk about the hammer.
Okay, all different types of hammers. This one probably, this is a 16-ounce hammer, and it's a rubber handle.
16 ounces?
16 ounces. So they come in different weights.
Okay, all right.
This one is a softer feel. We have them in the wooden handle, mm-hmm. and they're 16 ounce, 20 ounce, and it depends on the person, because what you should do when buying a hammer, mm-hmm. take it up, feel it, get a purchase on it with your hand, and feel it, like, and, you know, see what works you. Everyone is different. Okay. The weight depends on what you feel comfortable using. Mm-hmm. You can feel comfortable using a 16 ounce. Okay. Most ladies like a 16 ounce. Okay. You'll find a gentleman going for 20 ounce, which is heavier. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Now, the other thing here that we have on the table on display, this is one of our saws. Now, this is one of our brands here, the Urea. Okay. This is one of our home brands. Mm-hmm. This is a 22 inch. Okay. Yeah. So this one is a 22 inch. Most homeowners would not go for the 22. They'll probably go for 18.
Okay.
All right.
Any particular reason why?
This is more of a professional kind of thing.
Length.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And as you can see, it's a very nice looking saw. Mm-hmm. And you get a good purchase on it when you hold it.
Can
it's
I try?
Oh, sure.
Hold the microphone the other hand. Oh.
See?
Yeah, I do.
Remember, you have to put your
okay, right. Show me.
So there's an actual low.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have small hands. I would need a smaller one, right?
So every okay. one is different.
Okay, now I understand.
But this gives you...
Hold on. Let's see what's... Jason, come here a second. Let me see you hold this saw right here. Let's see. All right.
So when he puts his finger here now, see? Uh-huh. Have a little cutout there for your finger.
Ah.
That's your guide.
Okay.
On both sides, left-handed, right-handed.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
Good.
I used one of these in years.
Oh. Well, I haven't used one, period.
Okay.
So what's next?
No. Measuring tape, very, mm-hmm. very important. Now, this is one of our other home brands, which is SureTec.
Okay.
So
we're using with Urea, SureTec. Those are some of our brands here.
All right. Okay. This is the 8-meter one.
Okay.
So as you can see, mm-hmm. it comes in is inches and centimeters.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Now,
so,
before you go on,
sure.
I've seen people, keep it in your hand, this little bit here at the end.
Right.
All right? Now, let's say I want to measure from the top of this.
Right.
Right, we're looking at a stand in the store. So I want to measure from the top.
Right. So you just attach it to that, the top of it, and that will hold there pretty securely.
But how do I know the measurement is correct? Because it mm-hmm. looks like this from the 1 to the 2 is bigger than it is from the 0 to the 1.
Well, this actually, see the tape. Mm-hmm. Don't mind the actual hook that hooks to the top of this cabinet.
Okay.
But the tape is very accurate, so okay. it will show you. That's an inch.
Okay.
That's 2 inches.
So
there.
It would include that part there would be included to what makes up the inch?
Right. No. Right here, where you see the first little mm-hmm. slit there. Right. So it's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
All right.
Expound on that. The tip of the tape that hooks on, mm-hmm. if you hook it on mm-hmm. onto the material you're measuring, mm-hmm. it is flexible so that it will give an accurate first measurement.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going inside, it actually moves so that you can get an accurate measurement that way. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the flexibility here at the beginning. If you're hooking on, it will stretch to give you the inch.
Ah.
And if you're going inside, mm-hmm. it will come close to give you the inch.
Okay. Because I've always wondered, I'm like, how come I can measure all this? But then there's this part at the end. Does this take away? Does it give? Does it flex?
It gives as you use it, mm-hmm. whether internally or externally, it gives.
Okay. I needed to find out that for myself.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So back with us, Edmund.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now, I didn't mention though.
Yes.
The claw hammers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now the wooden claw hammer we have, that's on special today. Mm-hmm. Like normally 16 ounce is $17.86, but today is for $14.29. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The 20 ounce hammer mm-hmm. normally goes for $20.45,
mm-hmm.
but today is $16.36.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I'll just give you an example on that there.
Okay.
All right. So
what else? Wait, hold on.
Mm-hmm, sure.
That's a saw. But this is a saw.
Correct. No, this is a saw.
I feel like I want to watch the movie Saw with all this going on.
This is a power saw, basically.
Oh, okay.
All right? So some homeowners would go with a power saw.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how comfortable you are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right?
These are the ones where you have to wear the goggles and everything and make sure you're protected.
Actually, you should put on goggles with everything you're doing.
All right.
Everything. Okay. Because you never know what's going to come up in your face or whatever, right?
Okay. Okay?
All right. So, this is the power saw. Mm-hmm. As I said, some homeowners like a power saw. Mm-hmm. Some actually have both because you have a precision cut, which is this. This cuts through the wood really quickly, right? And it's more power, so actually harder jobs makes it easier. All right? Actually, I'm going to ask David to explain about this part here.
Okay, why is he smiling, David? Hold on. Why of a sudden he started smiling when he said you're going to explain this part?
Oh, no. A power saw obviously deals with speed. Mm-hmm. A hand saw you control by the movement of your hand, mm-hmm. but the power saw is controlled by electricity. All right. The revs, 24,000, 37,000 revs mm-hmm. per minute. So obviously it will rip through the material you're using a lot faster than by hand. Mm-hmm. But with the power saw, you have to be in total control of the saw. Oh. You cannot allow the saw to guide you.
Okay.
Because it will take away from you. Mm-hmm. It can jerk. There's a lot of things that can go wrong if you're not in control of the saw. So you have to take control of the saw. Okay. This is 1,400 revolutions mm-hmm. per minute. Okay. So you understand the level of speed that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
As opposed to a hand saw, which maybe 5-10 strokes a minute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we're dealing with.
Okay. Now I understand why he's smiling and I asked you to explain it.
All right.
Okay.
So what did you just go for, Edmund?
No, yes.
Hold on.
I just snuck this in here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Crowbar.
Right. Crowbar, yes. Or a wrecking bar.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
I like that name better.
I'll explain.
All right.
It's multifunctional, okay? Now, during the hurricane season, I think you should have one of these. You should have the hammer, your saw, and everything. Mm-hmm. This is very, very important because if you have, let's say, a jammed window or a door or anything like that, this can be used to actually unjam it. Get you out or get you in, depending on what the situation is, right?
Get you to safety either way, in or out.
Right. Okay. And why say multifunctional? You could actually use this to move rocks, heavy rocks, whatever. Yeah. And you can see it's called a gooseneck.
Okay.
Because it doesn't look like a goose.
Okay.
So that's able to go in areas and you'll be able to get a good purchase on it. So you could...
David is here saying leverage.
Leverage, purchase. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. And... it's, as you can see, this could be used for more than one purpose, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't see you smiling at that, right?
No, I'm talking about when it comes to, like, if, as you said, a stuck window or maybe a door or something like that, you know, or like, let's say, you know, they have the windows that you pull them, I don't know what they're called, but you pull them down and you can lock them. Okay. Sometimes, you know, you travel a lot or something, your windows, you come back, your windows, and they're fighting to get it open.
Right.
So that's what I was thinking along those lines.
But you still have to be careful with that because this can break it. Because as it says, a wrecking bar, so it's going to wreck.
Wow.
So, like, say if you're changing your cupboards or cabinets or whatever, this would pull these down in no time.
Okay. For renovations. That's why it's called home improvement.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is a very, very good tool to have.
Right.
Very, very good tool.
Now, I've seen my brother use this when he was putting up some shelves for me. I've seen this.
Right.
Now, I know it's some kind of measurement thing, and I just looked at him and go like, okay, he looked like he worked in science, and I'm done with that, and I walked away.
All right. What is that?
Do you want to go ahead?
Actually, a measurement.
Oh, okay.
It has measurements on it that you can utilize, but it is a spirit level.
It's a what now?
Spirit level.
I didn't know we were going spiritual today.
Absolutely. This ensures that whatever you're putting up, whether it be... pictures,
that's
curtain rods,
shelving
that it's level. This little bubble in the middle tells you when it's level. See how
I
that
thought works? It was a science project. I walked out of the room.
No, so if I rest that on there, you see, that would tell you that's almost level when it's in the center.
Okay. So, question, how come only the middle has the bubble?
Okay. This middle is for level. Mm-hmm. This is for perpendicular, upright.
Okay.
And this is for angles, 45 degree angle. So you may, this may utilize when you're using stairs or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah? So this is for upright, this is for level, and that's for angles.
Okay. All right. Okay. Learning a lot today.
Yes. Yes, you are.
All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a break, come back to the studio. Dave, you can give me a song, and then we'll come right back. Remember, we're coming to you from the Green Hill location right here of Home Improvement.
This Saturday, August 31st, is Tool Time at Home Improvement and Hardware Supplies at both our Green Hill and Oystens locations. Enjoy 20% off all tools. Yes, all tools are 20% off this Saturday only. Plus, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., join us at our Green Hill location for a live in-store broadcast with a construction expert sharing do-it-yourself tips, must-have tools, and home improvement secrets. This Saturday at Home Improvement and Hardware Supplies. Terms and conditions apply.
I am definitely learning here today. Now, we were having a conversation off air. All right, and we were talking, remember we told you guys listening about the saws. Now, in my mind, I am thinking when it comes to power tools, yes, you use things to protect your eyes and everything. But something that Edmund said earlier clicked. Even with a hammer, things can happen. Yeah? And that's something that we need to emphasize.
Yeah, correct. Correct. As David was saying, he was doing a job and he struck a nail.
A concrete nail,
and the tip broke off. The head of it broke off. So imagine that. The head broke off, and that would come in right at him.
Flew wherever. Because you can't tell which direction it's going to fly in. And it take your eyes straight out. It could do serious damage. Serious. So that's why it's essential when you're working with tools to wear your eye protection. If you're working with a power saw, the dust that generates from the power saw can affect your breathing, your inhalation, so you could wear a face mask as well. Mm-hmm. Even the little cloth masks, they're fine. Once it's protecting you from inhaling the dust, mm-hmm. all of that's essential. Mm-hmm. Very essential.
Now, Edmund, you were telling me that there are actually some that cover from, you know, cover your eyes, your nose, up to your neck.
Yeah, a complete face mask. A lot of people opt to use that. It's more protection.
Now, we were talking about the goggles. Let's come away from that for a bit. We were talking about the goggles. And you said to me that it could be a case where something, and it happens, a little splinter just comes off. You said that they're doubled something.
Yes, the safety goggles mm-hmm. normally have a double layer,
okay.
right? Or safety glasses, whatever you want to call them. And it may penetrate the first layer, but it's not going to penetrate the second one. So it will protect your
double
protected. Yes. Okay. Right? So.
Now we're coming up to a giveaway shortly, but we have a slogan. Yeah, I just gave it away, didn't I? We have a slogan. We're coming up to a giveaway. But don't worry. That might not be the question. But we do have a slogan that we need to make sure that y'all have in mind. You never know. It might come in handy in this broadcast.
Yes. Yes, we do. And our slogan is what you need when you need it. And we have so many options here. So many options. And I encourage people, if you don't see something that just ask about it, because I do the purchasing, mm-hmm. basically. So
you're the buyer.
Yeah. So you tell me, mm-hmm. and I will make sure that it's there next time. All right. So sometimes things do slip, mm-hmm. but things changing. Like this hardware thing is constantly changing. So whatever people see on the internet, mm-hmm. TV, whatever. Mm-hmm. They look for it in the store.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to be on the ball.
Especially those channels now with the home improvement and everything. So I think you guys have the perfect game there. Now, we're still in the hurricane season. It's not past us. I think we're August lookout you must. I think that's where we are. And, you know, we've still got a few months. Now, what tools should I have? You know, what materials should I keep around me? I think I'm going to go David. No,
right.
Go to you first.
Go with David. David is going to tell you about a little DIY. That he has, yeah, a little DIY.
Wait. We got secrets going. We got interesting things going on here. All right, David.
Basically, what we're dealing with now is hurricane shutters.
Oh, yes.
That you put up at the windows. Mm-hmm. So, which can be made out of plywood mm-hmm. or PVC board, whichever you're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. The plywood, obviously, is a little bit heavier than the plastic wood. Mm-hmm. So, if a
Hold on. Plastic wood?
Board, yes, it's the latest thing on the market. Everybody's using it now. Everybody's forgotten that they used to be plywood, and everybody's into plastic wood now. It has durability.
It doesn't make sense. Plastic wood. Plastic
wood. That's the new composition now. Right. They have it in all sizes, 2x4s, 1x6, sheets, 4x8 sheets, different variety of sizes. So it's on more. A lot of people are using it for kitchen cabinets. Mm. They're using it for wardrobes and your vanities and the like. Mm-hmm. A lot, because obviously it's plastic, so you don't have the problem of painting. You don't have the problem of water. Mm. If you've got a burst pipe, you don't have to worry now to change that wood under the cabinet, mm-hmm. under the sink, etc. Mm-hmm. All of that has been alleviated now with the plastic.
Yes, all right, so you were telling me about this project.
So yeah, so sorry.
That's all right.
We're building some shutters, obviously because of the current season, mm-hmm. and basically is to get in the correct sizes, measurement, using your measuring tape to get the correct size of the window that you want to cover, mm-hmm. and using the nuts and bolts necessary to secure the wood, whichever you choose, within your space, allocated space. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Okay. Now, how do you make these shutters? Because you know how to. Edmund might know how to, but I'm just a girl. How do I make these shutters? I know, but, teach me how to make these shutters and what tools I need.
Okay, good. So let's say, for example, you have a 4-foot window.
Okay. I can see that. Right. All right.
So you've measured your window, you've measured the internal space, mm-hmm. your exterior internal space.
What's that the exterior? Yes, please.
Generally, the window sits within a space within the wall.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you have a little recess outside of the window. Mm-hmm. Right. That is your exterior interior space.
Okay.
Right?
I'm going to go home and look at all my windows now.
Okay. There's been a wall house.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's good.
So you measure that space, mm-hmm. and you get your size. I'm advising you to cut it a little smaller than the actual size for ease of fitness, mm-hmm. ease of fitting, mm-hmm. right? You cut it to size, then you get your bolts and screw them onto the board that you're actually using. Mm-hmm. You put it in place and you mark where the bolts come on the wall. Now, we're dealing with that little interior space.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking around for a window so I can get an idea. Okay, go on. Now I'm going home and look at all my windows. All right, you finish talking to me. Go on.
Okay, we could go outside and I could show you outside.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, let's do that because my technician is outside, so we should be good walking outside. So we're now at the front. Remember, Edmund, what are the opening hours for today while we walk outside?
Okay, that's 7:30 to 5:30.
Because remember, this one is you gives you a little extra. Green Hill gives you a little extra.
Monday to Saturday.
Okay.
Monday to Saturday is 7:30 to 5:30.
All right.
Okay.
So, I'm going to rust if you come. Okay, so I'm coming around this way. We are outside here at the front of the store. All right, so let's see. Talk to me, Edmund. So
this is your window space.
And okay,
this
so we're literally at the front of the store.
Yeah. This is your exterior space.
Oh.
Right? So you put your playboard up against your window. It would have the bolt on it. Uh-huh. Where you then mark the hole for the bolt.
Okay.
And you drill it. Uh-huh. Using a drill bit that is slightly bigger than the size bolt that you're using.
Any particular reason why?
So that you could get it in. If you use a drill bit that is the same size, it may be hard to get in.
Okay.
Yeah? Just slightly.
And it won't be loose or anything if I use a little bigger?
No, but don't. That's too big. If it's loose, it's too big.
Okay.
Yeah? And you mark your holes, you drill them, and then you put back up your shutter, slide your bolt, and you're in place. When you're ready to take it down, slide out your bolts, and you're in place.
So we actually made the shutter. We've got the shutter there. We've made it. It's up. Now, how much space should be left in between the shutters? Because I'm thinking, correct me if I'm wrong, if something like a little bit of wind gets in, depending on how strong the wind, it can probably pull, it can probably rip.
No.
Does wood rip? You guys know what I mean.
No, okay. That depends now on whether you're using two pieces or one. If you're using two pieces, you should brace it across the joint.
Okay.
For when they're up. I'm 1/8 of an inch, very small.
All right.
Right? You brace the joint.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're ready to take them down, you unscrew it and we'll take down the shutters.
Okay.
All right. So we've got that sorted out. All right, Edmund. So we're heading back inside. We're going to take a break and then we're coming back with a question because I think I missed the first question segment. So we're going to take a little break and come back.
Little Miss Hard to Get, how do you do? Miss Hard to Get, I love you. You always wear a permanent screw, 'cause you think I can't get through. You Miss Hard to Get, you want a bet? If you bet, you will regret, 'cause my is already set. I'll be the next man into your life, 'cause I want you to be my wife. Miss Hard to Get, you won't have to fret. I'm gonna work every day of my life, I'm gonna make every sacrifice, I'm gonna stand by you night and day, I'm gonna stay till I'm old and gray. Miss Hard to Get,
back here at Home Improvement in Green Hill. Now we've got a giveaway coming up, but before we get to that giveaway, David, mm-hmm. we've put the shutters in. The hurricane has passed. Mm-hmm. How do I safely remove the shutters?
As easy as you put them up. Yeah. You just slide the bolts from the holes and take them down.
And just store them.
Now, when you take them down, you should always mark them so that if, say, for example, we have another hurricane, you know exactly where they go. Okay. Because some windows are different sizes. Mm-hmm. There may be an inch, a half inch difference. Mm-hmm. Depends on how the construction. Mm-hmm. So always mark where you put them. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Sir Raymer.
Easy to come down.
Okay. Now, we've got our first victim, David. Our first, we've got our first victim. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Not too bad. And yourself?
Am I allowed to know your name?
Yes, of course. Pauline Davis.
Okay, I'm Tammy. This is David, and you've met Edmund.
Yes,
now, we got something lined up for you.
Oh, nice.
Okay?
Nice.
Now, I saw you in the store earlier, and I saw you literally went through a couple of aisles, and I saw you with lots of things.
Yeah.
So, can I ask your purchases?
I purchased chainsaw. I'm a tool person. I like to...
You came with a perfect day.
Yes. I'm one of those who like to do it yourself jobs, mm-hmm. little projects. So,
what's your latest project?
I'm doing some tiling at home, so just come and get some few stuff. And okay. I need a chainsaw as well, so the price can be the price at 20% discount.
Okay, all right. I like this. You get in a discount, Edmund. All right, so for our first victim, sorry, our first person.
What's the question?
Okay, what is our slogan?
Get the easy one.
Yeah.
But then again, you're spending a lot of money today. So is that?
What you need it when you need it.
Nine fair? He didn't blink. He didn't stutter. He didn't stick up. Now, how long have you been shopping at Home Improvement?
What I like here is that it's convenient, especially on Sundays. I mean, I actually came here to look for an igniter for stove, for oven, but luckily didn't have it. A bad thing, I didn't have it. So, but
that's the buyer. That's the buyer. That's the buyer. Talk to him.
Yeah. So, because I know it's a store that has a lot of small things, and it's convenient. So I come here when it's especially on weekends and Sundays. Love that.
I just want to add, okay? We open 8 till 2.
On Sundays.
On Sundays. Okay?
And what did he...
Yeah, sorry. And Oysen's is 8 till 1. Okay?
What did he win? Am I allowed to tell people what you won?
Yeah, of course.
What did he... Oh, wait a minute.
So he won... He won a SureTech toolbox.
Yeah.
All right?
So I can fit in tools that I just bought.
Exactly.
So now you don't have to, when the cashier asks you, do you need a bag? No, you don't. I got my toolbox.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I hope this serves you for a long, long time. And congratulations.
Thank you very much. Good.
All right. Now, speaking of serve, how do we keep our tools? Because I'm the type of person, David, if I'm going to pay my money for something, mm-hmm. I know we be going through the, you know, inflation and all that stuff, but I'm of the opinion I am not buying 2 and 3 of the same thing. If I got shallow a little bit more so that I can have longer, yeah, I like the phrase when it comes to working with carpentry and stuff like that, measure twice, cut once. Okay, good. So I would rather spend a little bit more and have a good tool. Yeah, how do I keep those tools in good working order?
Maintenance is key to the longevity of your tools. Mm-hmm. Now, for example, a saw.
Which saw are we talking about?
A hand saw.
Okay.
If you use a hand saw and just put it down, it will rust. Because of the atmosphere that we live in, mm-hmm. and the sea salt, etc., it will rust.
Yeah.
It will rust. Mm-hmm. So when you finish using your saw, all you have to do is spray a little WD-40 on it, mm-hmm. and leave it, give it a little wipe off and leave it, and that will protect it until you're next ready to use it.
How long can you leave it, though? But let's say you travel sometimes and, you know, you're gone for a month or two.
It will be fine. Once you spray it, it will be fine. Okay. Your pliers, any steel, any metal mm-hmm. that's going to be exposed to the elements, mm-hmm. you need to spray. Spray or oil. Yeah.
Now, we're talking about elements and things like that. Mm-hmm. Hurricane season. Things can, you know, become projectiles. I mean, I love my patio furniture. Bad, bad, bad. But I get real antsy, especially around this time. I'm like, oh, what am I supposed to do here? Suppose my chair goes flying off my patio. And I'm up. And yes. And I'm there. And all of a sudden, I see the chair moving and trying to figure out where this chair going. What do I do there?
The initial thing is to get anything movable inside the house. Okay. Now, obviously, that's not always convenient.
No,
so, whatever you can tie down, mm-hmm. there's some straps, expandable straps that they sell here, mm-hmm. that you can use basically to brace it off, mm-hmm. so that it doesn't move. If we get a very high category hurricane, well,
That's how we started, isn't it? Because barrel came barreling for us.
That's right. So you have to be mindful. You see, anything that is movable, mm-hmm. try and get it inside the house, inside the shed, mm-hmm. under the house,
or strapped down.
Okay. It's very essential.
Edmund?
It may not only affect you, it may not affect you at all, your neighbor or somebody down the road.
Correct. Edmund, David was telling me about these straps because I get worried, like I said, around this time with my patio furniture. Now, I don't have the space to bring it inside. So he was telling me about some straps that I can secure it on the outside.
The hurricane strap, the straps. Yes, I believe we do have straps. I have to locate them.
Locate them. You see, one thing that my mom always used to tell everybody that I was nosy. You were right here looking at this. This is a generator?
Yeah.
See? I know that. And I'm trying to figure out, we are talking about tools. is a generator too. I mean, I know in the business I'm in, we use a generator for power and things like that. Correct. You use a generator to power your home. But we talking tools. Why are you looking at a generator, Edwin?
Well, because it's brand new. Okay. We just brought these out. These just came in. And this is a hurricane essential as well. Okay? All right. So this is fuel, gasoline. Okay. Gasoline generator, right? Yeah. Right. Okay. So 240 volts. It does have, let me see if you could find, because it's not out the box, but it will have some plug outlets, right, on the side, two or three of them on the outside. So you could plug in. You start, you plug in your stuff and good to go.
Okay. So, right? Well, everybody has lost electricity, I'd be good with one of these.
Good with one of these, right? And it's 5 gallons, mm-hmm. lasts quite a while, and it's fuel efficient. So it's not going to run to fuel that quickly, right? You could run a refrigerator or whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Right?
You could run your whole house off of a generator.
Most important thing right here is that it was 1,175. It's now 940.
Look, even if it was 5 cents off, it was a saving as far as I'm concerned here.
Right? So this is a great deal. A great deal. Right, and
it's you say that as if that isn't the norm with home improvement.
Oh no,
that's the norm.
And it's new to me, so I like new stuff. So I'm there looking at it, you know,
shinier, prettier. Like, how do I get this? What, you know, what do I hook it up to? Things
right.
like that.
The brand is Furman.
Okay, is this also exclusive to you guys as well?
Yes. We're now trying them out. We're now bringing them for the first time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Now, still in hurricane season, and I like to keep people aware. Heaven forbid, because I know lately you're outside looks blue, and then you go to the kitchen or the bathroom, you come out, you're like, where the blue sky? It's what are some of the things that I should have on hand? Not just for hurricane season, however, now that we're in it, specifically for that purpose, all right? What are some tools I should have on hand?
The tools are the basic tools that we said in the first place. Mm-hmm. Once you have those general tools, mm-hmm. you should be covered in terms of a hurricane. Additionally, you could add rope.
Rope?
Yeah, rope ties down things.
So I can add rope to the shaft?
That's right. Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. So things like that, you need obviously your torches, your batteries, your radio, mm-hmm. those type of things. Yes. So basically, yeah, the essential tools that we mentioned from the beginning, mm-hmm. those are requirements. All right.
So finding out more about the stores, two locations. We got one in Oysten's. Is it still called Oysten's Plaza?
It's Southern Plaza.
Southern Plaza. Southern Plaza, right, Southern Plaza, which is in Oysten's, okay? And, of course, their opening hours are a little different from us here at Green Hill because we're at Green Hill today. Now, Monday to Saturday, or is it Monday to Thursday and then Friday and Saturday, two different things? Okay.
Monday to Saturday, mm-hmm. 8 a.m. to 5:30 is Oysten's.
This is Oysten's. Yeah, let's Oysten's first, and then we'll come down to Green Hill.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. And then on Sundays, mm-hmm. that's 8 to 1 on Sundays okay. for Oysten's.
Outside of Bank Holidays.
Yes.
Okay.
And, yeah, correct. Mm-hmm.
And then here now at Green Hill.
Right.
Because I think Green Hill gives you a little extra, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Green Hill is from 7:30 mm-hmm. to 5:30, mm-hmm. Monday to Saturday. And then 8 till 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Now, I'm looking at a sign here, Edmund. Enjoy 20% off all tools. And there was something on y'all's social media page today as well. Yes, I was stalking y'all because I needed to know what I was talking about. There's something on the social media pages as well. Which, incidentally, you need to give me the social media pages and tell me about this discount.
Okay. Well, it's actually, it's all tools excluding.
Oh, okay.
Excluding the home and garden, all right?
That's understandable.
Home and garden tools. Okay. Now, website.
Mm-hmm. Website
right?
Okay, yeah.
www.homeimprovementbb.com.
So it's not .bb.com, it's
homeimprovementbb.com.
Okay, tell me again.
It's www.homeimprovementbb.com.
I was on IG. That is where I saw all the good stuff going on.
Right. So you follow us there. You could actually place your orders online with us. place the orders online. You could choose what you want, place the orders online, get it delivered to you, right?
Now, some people don't necessarily want to use, you know, social media. They want to talk to an actual breathing person. I need numbers. I need numbers for that, because there are some people. That's okay. Ian is around the corner there. Just go around the corner. You can find Ian. Okay, right. Ian is around the corner, right, David? Yes, Ian is around the corner. Just around the corner right there, he can find Ian. Okay, yes, that's what. Unless Dave, Ian is, if Ian is in studio by you, tell Ian he needs to come down to Green Hill, because a guy in a purple shirt is looking for Ian. Did you find Ian, sir? Okay, good. He found Ian. Good.
Okay, great. All right. So our number is 538-8833, mm-hmm. and that's extension 1.
Tell me again. Go over it again.
538-8833, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. extension 1. Now, and that's Green Hill.
That's Green
Hill.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Oisins is 538-8833, mm-hmm. extension number 2.
Okay. So your keypad, you press 1 for Green Hill, you press 2 for Oisins.
Correct. And that's that.
I see. What did I miss, Edmund? I see you looking at your paper. What did I miss? I got David. Didn't we get in mostly everything? I see. I see you're going through your papers here. Now, one thing you said. You said you are not. When we started, you said you're into construction. How different would the construction tools be to our regular homeowner? Because construction. So you constructing homes and things like that. So how different would the tools be? Is there a significant difference?
There is. You're dealing with more powered tools when you're on site.
Okay.
Yeah. Even the hammer. You're no longer using a hammer. You're using an air gun as a hammer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. You may have a generator on site. Mm-hmm. As opposed, if you don't have an electrical supply, you could use a generator to power all of your tools. Mm-hmm. Using power saws, Hilties.
What's a Hilti?
A Hilti is an extension
of. I ask a lot of questions.
It's an extension of a wrecking bar.
Oh, okay.
For demolishing.
Okay, well, yeah. Something. Renovations, right? Yeah. Home improvement, you gotta take things down first before you can.
Hilti is a brand name, but at the end of the day, everybody calls it Hilti.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Like if you have a wall to demolish, if you have tiles to remove, tear cut, you would use a Hilti.
Now, I want to go back to the table, Edmund, because we got to find another victim. I keep calling them that. But I want to go back to the table because there's something on this table. Do not take up that, Jason. Put it back down. Put it down. I don't know what you're doing with the people crowbar. You want to... Well, he can purchase it after my broadcast. Right. Now, Edmund... What are these right here? This looks like something you'd put on, like, I don't know, for some reason I'm thinking, I look at the wheels of my truck and I'm thinking that. I might be wrong.
That would take them off?
Yeah.
You're correct.
I'm correct?
You're correct.
Okay. Because I saw them and I'm trying to figure out, this looks like something that would remove, you know, the things off my truck. And then I want to go into that box, that little black box that just opened up there. But let's start here first.
All right. Well, I'll show you. Okay, so this is a socket.
Okay, so 20, that's what it's called, just a socket.
Just a socket.
All right.
27 millimeter socket.
Mm-hmm.
And it's half drive. So let me see here. No, this is 3X. Looking for a half drive. This is actually a 3X. But anyhow, you see, let me show you.
Is it 3X?
3/8.
3/8.
This is a 3/8 drive. But no, but this socket is actually a half, so this is not going to fit.
Okay.
So I'm just showing you, you know. Yeah, I'll use the socket.
All right. So we're getting a live demonstration. I wish you guys could see. Next time I'll get Kofi or Gabby to come down with me when I'm doing it. Right, Jason?
Yes.
Right. So this is a ratchet, what we call a ratchet handle.
I beg your pardon, sir.
A reversible ratchet handle.
No, that kind of ratchet.
I was saying.
Right, exactly. So, now when you slot this in, right?
It fits.
Right. So this has a button that you could actually easily take it out. So you could use that really easy. Right? So... I could tighten something.
Seen the guys when they put air in your tires do something like
yeah.
that. Yes.
And I could loosen something. See?
Hold on. Why does it look like you were going in the same direction for both?
What I did, I have a switch here.
Okay.
So I switch it up. which is to tighten. And you can hear it's ratcheting, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Now, say I want to loosen it, I take the same switch and I put it the other way, okay. So I can loosen.
Because I was there and I'm like, he moving everything in the same direction. That don't make sense.
Right, right. So that's how this works, right?
Okay.
Very, very convenient. Like, for instance, if you use a spanner, you'll find that a spanner, you move it in one direction.
What I thought was a wrench.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Same thing, though. Okay. And then you got to take it off and put it back on. With this, when you tighten or loosen, you could just keep on going. You don't have to take it off that nut.
Okay.
So you can just keep on going like that.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
To make the job a lot easier.
Now, this little black box here that looks like a souk. It kind of looks like if when I used to watch television, they used to have these spy movies, right? And they always had the spies and thing. Yeah, they had guns and the light in it too. But they had this little spy box that had this secret information and you know, things that, and they literally had to, you know, MI6 and those things. Yes, you know, a long time. This reminds me of when I used to watch those old James Bond movies and things like that. They always had this black box. Now, we're not talking about the black box from a plane. This is an actual tool black box. So tell me about this, Edmund.
This here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this particular one mm-hmm. is for a, let's say a mechanic, but a home mechanic. You know, okay. A person.
So like my vehicle doctor, Ivan.
Yeah, well, no.
I call him my vehicle doctor.
I would more let you use this.
Any particular reason why?
Well. This is really not a professional toolbox,
mm-hmm.
but it still works very well, right?
Okay.
It works I'll show you.
Okay.
Okay. So for instance.
So I'm going to be your eyes here, VOB family.
For instance, right?
Mm-hmm. So what is this you just took out?
So this is a socket.
Socket. All right.
But this is a socket for a spark plug.
Ah.
Okay. All right.
I had to change mine recently. Well, not me, Ivan.
Right. So this is an extension bar. So I could get down to the spark plugs. So I put the extension bar on the same handle that I showed you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put the socket at the end of it.
Okay.
So you can get your spark plugs. Now when you push that down, this socket is going to hold your spark plug. It's going to hold your spark plug really snug.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to slip off.
Okay.
And all you do, you want to take it
switch.
Out, flip the switch, and just... until you feel that spark plug go loose,
mm-hmm.
and then you take it right off.
So the spark plug would just literally come up with this one once?
Yeah, once I'm unscrewing this, it's going to come up. Right? People have different methods of doing it. Like what I do,
mm-hmm.
I release the extension bar, and I just use my hand and take it right out when I'm changing the spark plug.
That would work. I think that would work better for me because I'm, yeah.
Once you get it loose, you could do anything you want after that.
Okay.
All right? So this is more of a mechanics... reversible ratchet handle kit.
It's just it was silver and it was shiny and I got curious.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's
See how you like new things? I like silver shiny things.
This will suit you.
Yes, it would.
This is perfect. And this is a 3/8 drive set. Right? This is
3/8 drive. Is there a particular reason it's called a 3/8 drive?
That's the measurement. The actual measurement of the shaft here is 3/8, right?
Okay.
So that's why too is more of a home owner is a person who likes some mechanics and want to change the spark plugs and whatever, right? So, and you'll find that a professional now, he would use a 1/2-inch drive, which is a bigger, more torquey. He would use that on a more regular basis. You're not going to be using this as much as he is. So he or she, mechanic, right? But this is very, very good for someone who, you know, just know a little mechanics and want to just change the spark plugs.
Anything you have to say on this, David? Because I saw you looking at it too.
I need to invest in one for myself.
Oh, that's why you were staring. Okay, so we were thinking of the same thing. Now, we are, like, we're running out of time. So I think we found our next victim, David. Let's go. Ooh, does he know we're coming? Another victim, does he know we're coming? Does he know? You're going to be just fine. We found our next victim. All right. So here we go. We're going to sneak up on him. And as usual, why is she always running from me, David? You realize she noticed that I am coming, right? And she turned around and backed me. She noticed I am coming, you know. All right. So, Edmund,
yeah.
Our next victim.
Don't panic, sir. Victim in a good way.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be real easy. This is going to be very, very easy. Okay, sorry, your name?
Winfield Cumberbatch.
Winfield Cumberbatch. Nice to meet you.
You're welcome.
What did we buy?
A plane.
A plane? So you're a pilot?
No, I'm not a pilot. That's different word. Kitty was smooth.
You said plane, sir, so I thought you were a pilot.
That way name a plane.
Hold on. David, he said plane. So I don't know what trip we are taking, but apparently not.
The only trip we're taking is staying right here. Mm-hmm. Because we can't go nowhere right now because it's rain falling hard.
It's true.
But this is for smoothing wood.
Oh.
Yes.
So I don't have any splinters that, you know.
Yes, correct. Okay. Correct. That's it. And obviously powered. Mm-hmm. The old hand plane now, we used to work it by hand.
Yeah.
Hand power is going
out
the door.
That one was a metal thing and it used to. Okay, I know that one. Okay.
So this is the electrical version.
Okay. Here I was thinking we were about to get a little, you know, we heading over to the Grenadines or St. Lucia or something. Yes. All right, so you bought a plane, not the one that goes airborne. And what else?
A level. This is a level. You see over there again?
I saw a big one to that over there. Yes, I got that. Uh-huh. And a file? Yeah, you doing your nails?
No, I can't. The cutlass get dull.
In case of what, sir? Okay. Hold on, let me go close to Edmund, because he get real violent all of a sudden. And you've also, what's this in your hand here?
Yes, I'm painting the house now. Yes, please.
But it raining, sir?
No, it ain't safe, but not today, but I back today.
Smart move. All right, so what do we do?
You see we have everything?
Yes, we do. And a wide range of everything.
Wide range of everything. Okay. Well, the question now is, what is our second branch? Where is it?
Oystein, located in Oystein.
You look like this. I saw you in Oystein the last time I did the broadcast. That's how you know, right? You sure? You got a twin? You sure? You got a doppelganger?
No, you might see me like where I live in St. Stephen's Hill.
Oh! That's where I know him from. Okay, now that. So, what does our person win?
Well, it's another SureTech toolbox, so he could put his new tools in.
It's going to come in handy, sir?
You got that right.
No. The smile on his face.
I'll mention that this toolbox, you could lock it as well. You could put locks on it. Mm-hmm. It's lockable, so secure.
If you got little children running around, those pitter-patter feet, they don't get into trouble.
Correct.
Keep out the what, sir? Say that.
The borrowers that don't bring back.
Right.
They're not borrowers. They would be keepers.
Let's leave it as that.
I think Edmund has a story here, David. What do you think? All right. How often do you shop at Home Improvement?
Almost every day. Because I work at the school over there, Eagle Lodge Primary. Right. So the principal sent me with us to shop every day. Almost every day.
All right. And you come at a good day too, because there's 20% off all tools except
home and garden tools.
All right. So you're going to get even more than just what you want today.
Band name, but a lady called me back. Tell me 20%, so I buy a plane and all these things.
Good luck with your piloting.
Let me correct myself.
Yes.
Lawn and garden tools. Lawn.
We said home and garden.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's my mistake.
Nah, that's okay. We got excited. Because we thought we were going on a trip and he just disappointed us. So it's understandable.
You know how that goes.
We're going to take a break and head back to the studio, and then we come right back to wrap up here at Home Improvement. We are back here at Home Improvement in Green Hill. Remember, today we are going until 5:30, tomorrow until 2. Now, VOB family, I got a voice that y'all know as we get ready to wrap up this session. Now, I'm just going to say...
Good morning. I'm a very good morning to you.
How are you, sir?
There's always room for improvement, but I'm okay, thanks. The whole island knows that slogan.
And for those of you who just joined in, you're wondering, wait, is it him? It is...
Raw.
How are you, Raw?
I'm okay. All and right. You?
I am great. Now, you heard us here talking, David, Edmund, and myself, and you came over to Home Improvement. Now, Home Improvement is not new to you, is it, Raw? Neither is radio.
No. Actually, when I learned of this, I rushed to get here.
In the rain and all.
In the rain, and as you see, me came here with the umbrella. But I am particularly satisfied that Home Improvement has done well over the years. And in these economic times where every cent counts, a 20% discount and what have you is remarkable. Mm-hmm. I'm satisfied that you can't get it better than this. I can always tout for home improvement. There's always the courteous staff, there's always the helpful. They go the extra mile and they try to accommodate everyone. So I think it's a very, very good, laudable move here this morning.
How long have you been shopping at Home Improvement? Because you've been here for a while.
I can't even recall so many years to tell you that.
Just like radio, so you've been literally calling in for how many years, Rob?
I've been calling from 1983. The master says something about 41.
1983? I was nine. Nine.
But I'm now 71, so everybody knows that I've been
still
around.
In good spirits.
Yes, in very good spirits. Focus and treat things on their merit. As they.
What would you say to anyone who's listening to VOB right now? How would you get them to come down to Home Improvement, Raw?
Well, I will ask that they come on to Green Hill via the roundabout at Warrens, or if you come from by Terrell Court, you come either side and you meet Home Improvement just in lines with the trading area, and it's on your left. If you're going north, right, Home Improvement is set off the road there.
Now, Edmund, thank you so very much, Raul. And VOB family, I'm sure you'll hear that voice later on next week.
I regard you, ma'am.
Thank you so very much. Look at that, the power of a radio, Edmund. He heard us talking and just came over here in the rain and all. Yeah? Now, I'm going to come to you as we end. David, I know you said you already wrapped up your part, but just give me a little bit more. Anything you can think of that comes to mind. Tool-wise, construction-wise, home improvement-wise.
What I would say, do not be fearful to try anything.
I agree.
You cannot necessarily afford the professional help all the time. And things are a lot easier when you actually make an attempt at it. You may mess up the very first time. But eventually you will get it. And it doesn't take a lot. Mostly a little common sense, and you will get there.
Even if you don't have the much common sense, you can learn. You will learn around.
Absolutely.
As the Bajans would say, you can learn today.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
David, I had a lot of fun this morning with you, but not just fun. I learned a lot as well. So I'm definitely not going away from this as a novice. So I am grateful to you for today.
I appreciate you.
Edmund, we wrap up. And I hope there's a next time I get to have a conversation with you, because there's so much I want to pick your brain about, Edmund.
No problem. I'm ready.
So wrap up.
So I just want to wrap up by saying we basically have everything in store. We have everything to build your home. We have doors, windows. We have plumbing. Down to my left, we have plumbing. If you can see.
Next time we can get into
next. Yeah, exactly. If you can't see too well, we even have readers that you can have. We have readers, we got glasses, we got everything. We have solar lights. You know, you see a display, we have solar lights, we have outside lights, indoor lights.
Is that a lawnmower?
That's a lawnmower.
We even have a lawnmower.
Yes, we do. Lawnmower. We have stuff that would take a little while to explain, but we have presses, we have engine stands. If you want to put your engine on it to work on it, if you're a mechanic. Or just a novice mechanic.
So it's not just home improvement, it's improvement, period.
Period. We even have a section that has lubricants for all types of vehicles. We have additives for your gas.
The question, David, should be what they don't have.
That is right.
Because I think I might find a kitchen sink in here.
You will find a kitchen
sink. See what I mean? So
we have the kitchen sinks down there.
Should ask what you don't have at home improvement.
Well, what we don't have, we will have very soon. Let me put it that way.
Thank you so very much, Edmund. Thank you so very much. VOB family, I don't know about you, but I learned so much between these two gentlemen today. I think, I'm looking at that little box set, and Jason is here looking to buy the People's Crowbar. I don't know what he's going to do. You have your own. I would let you know that your dad was a former policeman. I'm going to speak to your father about you. That's all. That's all from us here at Home Improvement. David, Mr. Howell, thank you so very much for being my technician. David as well. Edmund, Jason. I am DJ Tammy. Until next time.
Hey, thanks so much to DJ Tammy and the team. That outside broadcast came to you compliments of Home Improvement Hardware, Green Hill, St. Michael. Everything you need to make your home and garden thrive. Give them a call at 538-8833.